Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Let's start with this missing guy who is still missing, but very much alive.
This is fascinating. You might remember this story from Watertown. This was back in August. Man went missing kayaking in Green Lake, right? Green Lake County. And the sheriff in Green Lake County did some unveiled some new details about this on Friday. Now the national media is all over this story as
It was on Good Morning America today. It was on Today's Show.
Yep, everyone jumping on it. So his name is Ryan Borgwart. Father of three, he's in his mid-50s. He was reported missing after kayaking in August in Green Lake. He faked his own death, they now believe. ABC's Ava Pilgrim.
The 54-year-old was first reported missing August 12th when he didn't come home after kayaking. Police finding a capsized kayak and Borgwart's car parked nearby. Fishermen finding his fishing pole and tackle box with his wallet, keys, and license inside.
Yeah, so they found all of this stuff. And they're searching, and there's volunteers who have been searching. There's been all types of people out looking for this guy, or maybe then looking, you know, recover his remains and all this. Meanwhile, he's got three children. He's got a wife there. Now they believe he is alive and in Europe. Investigators have learned that Borgwart obtained a second passport. He cleared his hard drives and his browser history. He even changed some banking information. He even bought a life insurance policy. He bought some airline gift cards. And they think he snuck into Canada and then made his way to Europe. Why?
Investigators think Ryan Borgwart didn't drown, but instead say he faked his own death to run off to Europe with a woman he met online.
Some woman from Uzbekistan. Apparently.
Is it really Uzbekistan, or are you making that part?
No, that I am not making that up.
None of these parts made up.
No, yeah, so they think that he met some woman from Uzbekistan, a country with roughly 36 million people, and that's where he is right now.
It's so interesting because the details that you delivered on the front end of that story about the tackle box, about the keys and wallet found, and the car still there. You know, all of those things tell authorities when they first come on a scene of like, this is not something that was planned. Obviously, a person who is trying to disappear takes their wallet, their financials, or there's a car or whatever.
Yeah.
But so that was really well done. But then you read that second part about the money that got moved around and things that were erased, and that starts to lead to suspicion.
And what really obviously opened the door for them is that they realized that he had been run in Canada, and by run in quotes, meaning that, yeah, he had a different passport. So passport at home was his old passport. That's the one his wife was like, well, here's his passport. No, he had a new one. He just got a new one, and it ran through Canada, and now they think he's in Europe. And who knows if there's even a real woman. I mean, who knows? Maybe he's being catfished. But what, and people know what catfishing is. That's when you think you're talking to a real person and it's not a real person.
Right. And then you show up to meet her and it's not her. It's a bunch of dudes who roll you.
Yeah. But think about all the amount and time that some others took on this. Volunteers talking to ABC frustrated.
You know, what a waste of time that we did. We put so much time and effort into that case. Very disappointed in him.
That's Keith Cormack, and he runs an organization called Bruce's Legacy. He was just like, yeah, man, we spent a month looking for this guy.
I think that's why I really hope they find him for an assortment of reasons. That one, that he has to answer for the hours and hours and hours that authorities and volunteers put in searching for him. He has to answer to his family, of course, but also the why. A lot of people, men, women, otherwise, leave their families, and it's a terrible thing, but you work through that.
But there is an easier way. Why don't you just get a divorce?
That's what I mean. Like they say, look, yeah. I'm done here. I met this woman who's in Uzbekistan. I'm going to live in Europe. Peace.
Yeah.
Out. Well, that's terrible. And your family has to live with that. But then they don't live with this uncertainty of where you are. And now that you're caught, even worse, dude.
But do you have to come back? I mean, they're going to try to get him on restitution. They're going to try to say, hey, look, you owe us money. For the man hours, the time spent, searching, looking, investigating this case.
I think there's case law against like actually faking your own death. Now, did he break any laws because he had the updated passport? So it's not a fake passport. You're saying it was a real passport.
Got a passport and left.
It was his.
Right. Like, so right now I have two passports. Remember I told you that story about how I went online and got my new one? It took a week, by the way.
Oh, I see.
And I still have my old passport. It's no longer functionable, I don't believe. But it is the passport.
And then you have your passport from Belize that you use to conduct your various criminal activities. Was I not supposed to say that?
Off my
face. Okay, sorry.
But so it's likely just an older passport, not this updated one. At least that's how I interpret that, but I could be wrong.
So right, you get into how many, regardless of the morality of the act, what laws were actually broken by disappearing?
Yeah.
There could be some insurance stuff in there. You mentioned an insurance policy.
Yes, for $375,000 life insurance policy.
Right. So there could be that. I think there's an assortment of reasons that would cause authorities to want him back in the States. But do they know where he is? That's the thing. They haven't found him, have they?
I believe he's in Europe, but they have yet to
Europe
find him.
Well, Europe is a lot fairly of countries. Right? covers some territory.
So has he been Googling himself, do you think? Like checking.
Absolutely, right? And go now to the internet cafe there or whatever.
Like, would he know by now? Like,
On to me.
And does new woman know about his former life? Mm. So I have three children. That's actually the part that bugs me the most about this. Like, that is just...
Yeah, she does.
What
because
kind
if you're
a terrible person do you have to be?
If you're capable of creating, unless he used an alias or something like that, I guess. But if she... knows who he is, right? She Googled him also, right? Shows up somewhere.
Maybe. I don't know.
See, we have many questions.
And like,
that's why we have to find him.
That's another thing. Like, red flag, right? Like, if you meet the man of your dreams online and he's married, lives in a different country, and he suggests, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fake my death, and then I'm going to come find you, and we're going to live together. Like, another red flag there, right? Well,
love makes one do crazy things.
I guess so.
Year-end tax planning, by the way. Quick pivot. That's good stuff. Right
Speaking there. Of money and moving it around.
Year-end tax planning sounds daunting. In fact, it never even occurred to me. What do you mean year-end tax planning? That's how bad I am.
Yeah, you hadn't even thought about it.
I tell you, Spano's going to fire me from this next one. He's like, look, we want you to have some idea at all about what we're talking about here, Vetrano.
Spano's going to fire me. Let's not send that to him.
Year-end tax planning can sound daunting. Annex Wealth Management CEO Dave Spano and Director of Financial Planning Eric Strong. A couple of smart guys. Eric Strom, we reviewed what tasks you'll need to prioritize and what might require attention, particularly given that this was an election year. This is our Annex Wealth Management webinar. You can visit the Annex Wealth Management webinar page on WTMJ.com. Listen back now.